thank God for Pastor Johnson on tonight. Amen. Come on, you can do better than you thank God for her on tonight. To all the ministers in the building, all the saints, the wannabes, and everybody, good evening.
Good evening.
Are you excited to be here on tonight?
Amen.
Let's try it again. So are you excited to be here on tonight? We are delighted to be sharing with our neighbors across the street on tonight. It's good to see familiar and smiling faces on tonight. Listen, I promise to not hold you long, so let's go to work. Turn with me to the Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to start reading at verse 5. Matthew 6 chapter, verse 5 says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Verse 6, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." God bless you. Just for a few moments tonight, I want to talk from the thought and subject, "This is between me and the Lord."
Amen.
This is between me and the Lord. I need your prayers. My brothers and sisters, we are living in perilous and dangerous times. If you don't believe me, maybe you haven't been watching the television here lately. For if you turn on your television, if you open your newspaper, you will find out quick, fast, and in a hurry that we're living in dangerous times. We're living in times as such as if you're not praying, then you just may be in trouble.
Amen.
I wonder tonight, is there anybody here who can declare, "I've watched the news. I've seen what's going on. And I've come to the conclusion that I need to be on my knees praying to God."
Amen.
Well, when I look at the word "this" in the dictionary, this is defined as referring to a specific thing or situation. The reality is tonight, we all have a "this" in our life. Our nation has a "this" on tonight. I don't have to tell you what our "this" is, but we've got a maniac in the office that is a "this" for all of us. We've got issues that we can't get along with. We've got a "this." A problem that we don't know how to come together and how to work together. Even in our own personal lives, we have our own "this." Reality is, my "this" is not your "this."
That's right.
And your "this" is different than mine.
That's right.
But we've all got a "this" on tonight.
Amen.
Maybe your "this" is financial. Maybe your "this" is sickness. Maybe your "this" is struggling to sleep at night. But do I have any witnesses tonight that can declare, "I've got a "this" in my life"?
Amen.
That I need the Lord to fix for me.
Amen.
Listen, I've got three quick things for you tonight, and then I promise I'm going to be out your way. I got three things that I need you to do in order to handle the "this" in your life. Are y'all interested tonight?
Amen.
The first thing that you need to do, if you're "this" on tonight, you simply need to leave it with the Lord.
Yeah.
You got to leave it with the Lord. There is something miraculous and powerful about prayer.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, last night at church, we went to Washington, D.C., to the museum. And on our way back last night, we watched the movie War Room.
Yes, Lord.
Really like that movie, because if you've ever seen the movie War Room, you see that there's something powerful about prayer.
Amen.
Not only just any prayer, but there's something powerful about prayer when you go to God by yourself.
Amen.
Where you block out all distractions, where you block out everybody else, and it's simply just you and am the Lord. If you don't believe me, all you've got to do is read the Bible. Moses prayed and God spared Israel from judgment. Joshua prayed and God caused the sun to stand still. Jonah prayed and God brought him out the belly of the whale. The thief on the cross prayed and God gave him eternal life. And I believe if I were to call on some of you on tonight, you would declare that God has answered some of your prayers tonight. Do I have any witnesses tonight that can declare it? There have just been a few times in my life when I prayed and God came to my rescue. I really like this text because when we talk about leaving it to the Lord, this is not talking about corporate prayer, but this is talking about private prayer. The text warns us that there are many individuals who love to pray to be seen by men. You know these people. They're in all of our churches. These people that pray on Sunday morning and they pray big words that they don't even know how to spell. They pray long prayers, and before they can say amen, you're looking at their watch wondering when they're going to say it. Y'all looking at me funny. Listen, they're in all of our churches. These are the saints that pray on Sunday morning trying to impress you and let you know that they know how to pray.
Amen.
But the Bible teaches us tonight that we should not pray that way.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be prayed to be seen by men, but we should pray to our Father, which is in heaven.
Yeah.
And so I want to suggest to you tonight, first of all, that whatever your this is tonight, that you simply leave it with the Lord.
Amen.
When you leave your problems with the Lord, you're simply trusting to Lord to make a way and to intervene in your problems.
Amen.
Do I have any witnesses tonight? You've been in some situations before and you simply have to leave it with the Lord.
Yes.
Whatever you're struggling with tonight, because the reality is, no matter how long you've been in the church, we all have a dish.
Amen.
No matter how much you tithe, no matter how much you come to church, we all struggle and deal with something. But I've got good news tonight. Whatever you're dealing with and struggling with, whatever your this is on tonight, you need to make a declaration that this is between me and the Lord.
And
listen, if I could just put a quarter in the meter and park right here, let me tell you where we mess up with our this a whole lot of times. Can I help y'all tonight?
Yeah.
Many times we mess up with our this because we share it with everybody else in the streets. We share our this with everybody else in the street, and then we wonder why everybody's talking about us and why everybody's in our business. Why folks putting your biz on Facebook? Well, you told everybody your business. But whatever your this is, it simply needs to be between you and the Lord. You got to give your this to God, and you've got to trust him with your this. So whatever it is that you're struggling with tonight, if you want overflow, if you want God to bless you in a way that you've never been blessed before, you've got to trust him with your this.
Yes.
So the first thing you got to do, you've got to leave your this with the Lord. Second thing you've got to do, you've got to trust the Lord with your this.
Mm-hmm.
Got to trust the Lord with your this. In other words, I've often heard it say that when you pray, you have to have faith and trust that God is going to answer your prayers. You have to trust in God that he's going to hear your prayers. Last week, Indy and I, we were in Cuba. And I was amazed when I was in Cuba because as we were touring the city in Cuba, we went to a statue of Jesus that sits in the middle of the city. This story is very fascinating when you understand that the statue of Jesus that sits 51 meters above sea level, that the story told about this lady who got into an argument with the city officials in Cuba. She got into an argument with these officials, and the officials ended up killing her husband. That this lady, she didn't fuss, she didn't fight too much. But what happened was they ended up killing her husband because they got into an argument over religion.
All right.
And so in order to get back at the fishers, what she said, she said, since you killed my husband, I'm going to build a statue of Jesus. All across Cuba, you can see this statue from everywhere. Even at nighttime, this statue is lit up. But what really amazed me is that when you visit this statue, people from all over the world go to this statue and are praying at the feet of Jesus. And what really amazed me is when I thought about what this lady did, I thought about the scriptures where Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. And so what this lady did by building a statue of Jesus each and every day, people from all over the world, people in Cuba, go to the feet of Jesus and sit down and pray at his feet. And listen, I'm just wondering tonight, has there have been anybody in here tonight at some time in your life, you've literally had to go to the feet of Jesus and trust in him? Has he made a way for anybody on tonight? Listen, I don't know what this is tonight, but when you leave it with Jesus, make sure you trust him to help you with your business. I'm just wondering, has he helped anybody tonight? Has he made a way for anybody tonight? Has he blessed anybody tonight? Do I have any witnesses that can declare, I trust the Lord to make a way out of no way? This is between me and the Lord. So when the text talks about going to your secret closet and praying to your Father which is in heaven, the text deals with us and lets us know that we all really need a secret closet. We all need a place to go to God where it's just simply between you and the Lord. Your place doesn't necessarily have to be in the closet. It can be in the car. My mind is in the shower. It can be somewhere else in your house, in your office. But we all need a place where we can go and kneel away at the feet of Jesus. So whatever your this is tonight, you've got to leave with the Lord, and then you've got to trust the Lord with your this. When you pray to him in your secret closet, you've got to trust him to bring you out. The third and final tonight, whatever your this is, what you've left it with the Lord. When you pray and trust him, third and finally, you simply got to wait on the Lord.
No.
You got to wait on your reward. You've got to walk in what the Lord has promised you. When you pray in your secret place, when you pray in your secret closet, once you give it to him and once you trust him with it, that's when your faith is activated. And that's when you'll receive your reward. And I don't know about you on tonight, but in the times that we're living in, if it had not been for prayer, I would have lost my mind a long time ago.
Amen.
If it had not been for prayer when I turned on the television, I would have lost my mind.
Amen.
If it had not been for prayer due to the this in my life and the situations, I would have lost my mind.
Amen.
Do I have any witnesses that can be honest tonight and say, I'm saved, I know I look good, but when I look at how messed up and how jacked up our country is right now, prayer is what has helped me keep my sanctity.
Yeah.
And so whatever your business is tonight, you've got to leave with the Lord. You got to trust the Lord, and you've got to wait on the Lord. Listen, I'm done. I'm about done. I told you I won't go be before you long. I want you to get home before it get dark. There's a story told about a man by the name of Mr. Yates, who owned the farm out in Texas. The Great Depression came, and he was having trouble keeping up with his payments on his farm, and this became a problem for Mr. Yates. But even in spite of his problem, he kept on praying and trusted the Lord to make a way out of no way. The bank began to press Mr. Yates and gave him 30 days to pay back his payment, or his farm was going to be taken away from him. This became a problem for Mr. Yates. But he kept on praying and trusting the Lord to make a way out of no way. Well, with 3 weeks left to go, a man came to Mr. Yates' door one night. He knocked on the door, and he told Mr. Yates that he worked for an oil company. He asked Mr. Yates to get the company at least to drill on this farm for oil. Mr. Yates knew he was going to lose his farm, so he decided that it would not hurt. Well, that oil company, believe it or not, they drilled on this farm, and they hit a gusher
with 80 barrels of oil a day.
All right.
Mr. Yates immediately became a multimillionaire.
All right.
Listen, this is what you can't miss. When was it that Mr. Yates became a millionaire? He did not become a millionaire when they struck oil, but Mr. Yates became a millionaire from the moment that he started living on the farm. Yes, he lived in poverty, but he trusted the Lord with his this. And I'm just wondering tonight, is there anybody here that can declare, I've got a this in my life. I've got some problems in my life, but I'm going to leave my problems with the Lord. Do I have any witnesses on tonight that can trust, that can testify? When I trust God, when I go to him in my secret closet, God will bless me with an overflow. That's what your title is this week. Listen, if you want to overflow, then maybe you need to pray a little bit more. If you want to overflow, maybe you need to get down on your knees just a little bit more. Does anybody tonight just want to overflow? Anybody on tonight want a blessing from the Lord? Listen, if you want to overflow on tonight, if you want God to bless you, then maybe you need to have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about your troubles. Is there anybody's testimony tonight that you've had to talk to the Lord before and he came to your rescue? Listen, I don't know what you came here dealing with tonight. I don't know what your this is, but make sure you take time to go into your secret closet. Don't put all your business on Facebook. Don't text all your business out. Don't discuss your problems with the people on your job. But whatever you do, you got to make a declaration that this is between me and the Lord. And because it's between me and him, I'm going to talk to him about it. I'm going to leave it at his feet. And I'm going to wait on the Lord to come and see about me. Give me a favor. Look at the person next to you and say, neighbor, whatever your this is, give it to the Lord.